Together, East achieves more because we are a team.
This is Natalie Offit. I teach middle school social studies, 7th and 8th grade at Propel East.
And I am Robert Page at 8th grade at Propel East.
When I was little, I wanted to be a babysitter when I was very, very little, so that's very close to teaching. And my favorite game was to play school with my older sister. She taught me some, you know, really interesting things she was 3 years older than me, so she was always teaching me the stuff 3 years ahead, and I really liked that. So I kind of had the interest, but originally when I went to pick a career, I did not pick education. I was in sociology at first, but it's really, really close to what I teach now. So I guess the why would be because I was always interested in working with youths and, you know, helping in that learning process in some way. I actually kind of lucked out to start working here. I had just put my resume in hoping to hear the following year, and I got a call from Miss Goff, who was Miss Grasso at the time, and she asked me to come in to substitute, and it ended up turning into a permanent position. So I feel very, very fortunate to be here, and I'm very happy to be here every day of my life. I would say difficult as compared to what? It's probably difficult compared to many things, but I find it challenging and rewarding at the same time. So for every problem I've ever had or every challenge that I don't feel like, you know, I can conquer, when you do conquer it, it's so fulfilling and so rewarding in every single way, especially in 7th and 8th grade. I feel like that's for all of teaching, but in 7th and 8th grade, you see such a big change in a person like you, Robert, between the beginning of 7th grade and the end of 8th grade. And I think that's why our promotions at the end of the 8th grade are so emotional, because we know the very small child that comes into 7th grade, and then we see them, you know, and we work with them to overcome challenges through these 2 years that can be so rough for kids. So I think it's definitely challenging, but again, there's no better reward in the world than overcoming those challenges. And Robert, I'm surprised you asked me this question, because you know how much of a nerd I am for history and social studies and anything that has to do with that whole realm. I can find a reason to talk about social studies in any situation, like literally in line at the grocery store. I can talk about history or politics or economics or government in some form. So I absolutely enjoy it. It's what I've always wanted to do. It's what I always enjoyed the most in school. I feel like I'm living my dream every day, and I hope that you guys feel somewhat the same way about at least one or two topics within social studies, because again, it can embody anything. It can take any shape. So like today we're gonna talk about trick-or-treating, because it's a social studies topic. When it comes to passing a ban on an age limit, that becomes a government topic. So I think, yes, I very much enjoy it. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope I make it as enjoyable as possible. I have my bachelor's in social studies education. I started out at West Virginia University. When I moved into my education program, I moved to a smaller college called Fairmont State University, which is actually in my hometown. I, at the time, moved in with my grandfather, who was very sick and was taking care of him. So the change in location really helped out with paying rent and affording things. But I was glad I did, because it was a smaller college. It was more one-on-one attention. The professors actually knew my name, whereas at a college with 30,000, 35,000 students like West Virginia University, you're literally putting a number and not your name on your test as you go through. So I really enjoyed that. And then once I graduated with my bachelor's in social studies education, I got my master's from West Virginia University in curriculum and instruction social studies. So I've done a lot of school. I really love music. I've been involved in music for a very long time. As far as show promotion, like my fiance and I bring bands in, help them set up a show at a local venue, and then we take care of all the money and things like that. We recently retired from that because of we're trying to get married and do all those kinds of things. We can't really be dealing with the money anymore, but that's one of my favorite things to do, and I still stay active in that as much as I can. I enjoy some sports. Like, I like to play volleyball. I like to go out and run in the park, walk in the park. I have a dog who takes up a lot of my time. She is a one-year-old Great Pyrenees, and she's crazy. I would say that's my main hobby, but not by choice. She kind of forces you to play with her and to pay attention to her all the time. Other than that, reading is a big hobby of mine. It has been since I was little. I know that's totally a nerdy teacher answer, but it's true. That's about it.